mountains. We've been through a lot, Pastor. Jesus.
The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything. Thunder roll, felt the waves flash. God was in control. I lost everything, everything except my faith. Saw some scary things. How they figure I'm gonna wait. Say, where my kids at? Baby didn't answer. New steady line. Lord, I need a truthful answer. She cause she on Facebook. Said they about to blow the levee. Boogie got his boat took while he out there helping Freddy. It's a cold world, and everybody beefing. The Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, man, I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we got to learn to go and help our own self. And I came through faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I got to help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm going to be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith of a mustard seed, and everything all right. Come on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
To Let's Talk Jesus. Thank you for calling back and giving us that grace period. Yes, the enemy was busy tonight because we need this broadcast. We need this conversation together tonight because it's so clear that when we pay attention to the Word of God, and I am such a strong believer that with the Word of God I can do what the Word of God says I can do. Without the Word of God, I'm useless. I can do nothing. And when we continue to try to act like Jesus, talk like Jesus, walk like Jesus, but we continue to do our own thing, we fall so short. The Bible says in James chapter 5 And this is one of our chapters. If you ever ask me about prayer, I'm going to send you there. But watch what it says in 13. It says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. When there's a need, when there's a crisis, oh my God, when there's a situation that comes abroad and we lose faith because we see the actual pain, the actual suffering. But to really have faith like Jesus means that we really know what that scripture says, that if someone is sick, they should go to the elders and have prayer. Prayer for what? Prayer for healing. But most importantly there, we're going to read that in a second, but most importantly for forgiveness. The Bible says that if there's anything that is not of God, be forgiven. Be made whole. So now in your wholeness, you can have what God has in store for you. Tonight's subject on Let's Talk Jesus is faith like Jesus. Now, as we talking about faith, the Bible says in Hebrews 11 is now faith. So we're talking about a now faith, not yesterday faith, not tomorrow faith, a right now faith. Right now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now that could tell someone is that you'll never see it. You'll never, you know, that's telling you not to have any. No, what it's saying is that in the physical, you cannot confirm faith. Because facts, which is the world, are in rebellion to faith. To have faith, you have to have another place. Oh, my God. And that place dwells in him. That place is with him. And now that place dwells, or it should dwell in me. When it dwells in me, now I see it before it comes to pass. I don't go and blow the trumpet and I don't tell everyone, but I see it because I know God's word is true. And I know that if I'm going to pray for you, you're healed. I know that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, and we're going to read that here in a minute, but it avails much. What is availing much? See, the faith of Jesus availed much because he believed and trusted in his Father, even though there was a struggle of his flesh. Oh, yes, even the mighty God in the flesh struggled with making the sacrifice to kill his spirit for something that he didn't even do. Oh, yes, he did have to separate from God, from the Father, from the Holy Ghost to go into Hades and break the veil of the old covenant. It had to be taken place. That was a sacrifice that he had to always anguish and to know the greatness of who he is, to be disconnected. Whether it's a second, minute, hour, day, but to be separated from the creation had to be that state of entropy. You remember, entropy is once you leave your source of origin, you are now in a state of decay. Yes, you're not what you used to be, and you're not the same age you used to be. You don't have the same, your skin's not what it used to be. It don't hold up like it used to. It takes more work than it used to. That's the state of entropy because we are in a state of decay. But the spirit, by believing and having faith, what kind of faith? Faith of the mustard seed. We can now believe and not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. I need every listener tonight on this broadcast to be in total agreement with me in faith. I want to open up the portion room before we even get into the teaching, which is there is some awesome information we're going to be sharing tonight. Get your pens, get your paper. But right now, I need to open the portion room. One of our sisters, one of our covenant partners, one of our Friday Night Livers, one of our personal friends, sister is in the hospital. And we want to open up the portion room. Now, we have assigned a particular prayer. Intercessor, myself have taken on the in the gap areas that need to be upheld and need to be protected in this situation, so our prayers can go through. But But now I need sacrifice from some folks out there that says, for Veronica Valentine, I am willing to give some healing, some favor, some love, anything that you have extra right now. In the, you, come on, if you guys are covenant partners here on the network, you know what the portion room is. It's the place that is designed for us to give freely to God, that he can disperse it to where he sees fit. And we know that Veronica Valentine's name is already been christened, but now has been deposited into the portion room. And if you don't know what the portion room is, just that, it's a place we give freely, and it's out of our control at that point. But sometimes we're instructed to push someone in, that they can receive favor and love and grace and healing and transformation, just because of our willingness to sacrifice. I need you tonight to sacrifice with us. Oh yeah, faith without works is dead. You cannot just sit around and say, I am a faith walker, faith believer, faith talker, faith singer, faith whatever, and I am not willing to put into action the word faith. Oh yes, not just the verbal word, but the action word. That because I believe I'm going to help you, because I believe I'm not going to give up on you, because I believe I'm going to see you through. Because guess what? Somebody believed in you and saw you through too. His name was Jesus. That's why having faith like Jesus means that we have to pray like Jesus, live like Jesus, act like Jesus, and expect the same thing that Jesus did. Because when he said you were healed, you what? You were healed. When he said you get up, you got up. When he said you could see, you could see. Because there was not a word of doubt, but a word of life that came from him. Remember, there's only two additives of words, either life or death. There's only two results, life or death. There's no middle, I admit it this way. No, it's either going to produce life or death. See, faith, like Jesus, he spoke life through his word. So as we speak life into the word of Veronica Valentine, that her heart is restored, that her aching body is healed, that her spirit has now been renewed by the blood of Jesus Christ, because we believe and because we have faith. Oh no, it's not a great thing. Faith of a mustard seed is all I'm asking you to believe on tonight with me. And I know that she's healed. I know that she's redeemed. I know that she's recovering. And in the process of the flesh catching up, because we're still in that place of entropy, Lord, we thank you for your favor. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your protection. And we thank you to touch the family and strengthen them and bond them and bring them closer together, that they can walk by faith and not by sight. We believe it is done. We speak it as completed. And we walked in it already being done. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, you may be in a situation, or you know someone else that's in this. You put their name on that prayer. Go ahead and put them on in the portion room. Go ahead and distribute this prayer of agreement. See, the thing about faith is that all you have to have is faith. Oh, Jesus. It wasn't so much the action that took place on people's lives. It was the reaction of faith in their life. Oh, Jesus said, he says, by your faith, you are healed. What is faith? Faith is defined, it's a practical way, especially in Hebrews 11, 1. It's a practical of now. Now faith, not tomorrow. It's a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And it knows that I cannot rely on the things that I recognize, identify, organize with my physical senses. Because that says it, that faith without works is dead. But watch down and read chapter 11 of Hebrews, because it shows all of the the not all that, all of the castaways, all of those that were great men and women of God that still believed and had faith in God. Everybody, believe me, if you really study, everybody that we read about was not outstanding believers. Remember Jacob? Remember Gideon? Remember Samson? They were all human in their failures. But one thing that they relied on was the same thing that our father Abraham relied on, was faith. Faith in believing in God's word. Oh, yes, he wasn't perfect either. He slipped up a few times. But he was still a believer in the word of God. See, you're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I've been through some things. But when you believe, you start to stand on the things you have faith in. We have to have faith in our Christianity. We have to build our faith daily. We have to make it a substance in our relationship of hope. I hope for a better day for you. I hope for a better job for you, a better situation. I have hope because hope comes from God, and hope is a belief that cannot be taken by man. But if you go down to verse 6 in Hebrews 11, it says, but without faith. Come on, let's talk about that. But without faith, it is impossible to please God. Not without faith, it's impossible to be healed. It's not by faith, it's impossible to make it through. No, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to have faith that other people say they admire our faith? Or are we having faith that people see that only with God I can do all this, but without God, I'm right back to where I started from doing nothing? But without faith, it is impossible to please him, for he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Don't you know? You got to have faith to diligently seek him, because people say all the time, how can you believe in something that you cannot see? Oh, I'll counteract that question with an answer. Because remember, when you ask the question, you get nothing but an answer. When you get an answer, you can now make a conscious decision. And I counteract that question there with the answer is that, well, you have to know what you're looking for. You have to have a relationship and know what it looks like. So, yeah, once I was lost, but now I'm found. Oh, yes, once I was blind, but now I see. Once I was a sinner, but no longer am I a sinner, because, you know, yes, we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But that don't mean I have to stay in that situation. I'm no longer what I used to be, that new creation of faith. Knowing that now I could have a Christian faith. Because if you don't have your own faith, see, it's not a group faith. It's your own faith. It's your own now faith. Pastor E's, and not Bishop or anybody else. It is your now faith. Have you really embraced your now faith? Have you said, I've made a decision? No. I'm making a conscious decision. And without a doubt, my faith is activated now. And I know now, see, once you activate your faith, you got to put your faith to work. And how do you put your faith to work? By believing in the word of God. And knowing that with the word of God, oh, you can do it. You can accomplish it. You can make it to the next stage. You can go to the next level. You know God is pleased with you. And you know that with faith, you're pleasing him, because you're not expecting your actions. Hey, look what I did, God. You're not looking at your physical stuff to even show people. Look at my faith. Your faith had nothing to do with that, because faith is still the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. When it becomes seen, it's no longer faith. That's a fact. That's a fact. Because now you have some more faith to grow. Now you have some higher level to go in faith. And it doesn't quit. and it never will quit. And that's what's so dynamic about it, and the urgency of this faith walk. How many times, oh my Jesus, have you had a prayer, been a part of a prayer, and he's still waiting on the results? Well, hey, no. Some things are in God's timing, but believe me, if God connects you with the same like-minded believers of faith, because faith is the key. It's the belief in a value and a truth, trusting God that I know I can rely on him. I know he's loyal. I know he's true. Isaiah 26:3, it says, keep in perfect peace those faithful to you. Faithfulness brings peace. Hebrews 12:2, it says, Jesus, who is the what? The author and the finisher of our faith. See, there's no in between. There's a beginning, the author, and the finisher of our faith. And it just does not manifest itself. It takes some work to believe. But it only comes by what? Faith comes by the hearing of God's word. Romans 10:17. Because it's going to come a time for you. It's going to come a time for me that I'm going to be required to stand firm on my faith. See. I hate to sound derogatory to anything else because I don't throw sticks and stones. I step on a lot of toes because the truth hurts. And that pinky may get damaged. But I know one thing, the truth will set you free. And there's a lot of messages out there that says you can have a hold on type of faith. You can have a get on, you'll get on by faith. But I know by faith, if I read 2 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, read the whole chapter. But verse 23, it says, by faith I stand firm. See, some of us are going to be required to stand firm because of your faith. Stand firm, not because of your position, not because of your own thought, not because of your own design, but because of the faith of God that people say, how could you stand on something you cannot prove to me? Show me this God. And I counteract that question with, come on over here to my house. Come on over here, because over here, that's all we're going to do is worship and praise the Lord. Let me introduce you to the same God that I know, because he's the same God for you. But there's been so many messages that it takes me for you to find, or takes this group for you to get connected, or for, no. Let me tell you tonight, and you can tell the world that I said it, all you need is Jesus. Cut me off right now if I'm not preaching Jesus. Cut me off right now if I'm not giving you the word. Because Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, it says, I'm justified by faith in Christ. See, I'm not looking for your justification, and neither should you be looking for mine. See, my justification comes by faith in Christ. Who am I trying to show out for? Christ. Who am I trying to show up for? Christ. And yes, family, we are called to be on one accord. We are called to be in one fellowship, but not by the requirements of your one or the requirements of mine, but by the requirements of the one, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. See, that's only by faith that I could believe in you and trust in you, because I see the faith in God in you. I know that you took the road of 1 Thessalonians chapter 3:3, which says your faithfulness has established you. Oh, my God. Because when you become established in faith, watch this. Luke will come up to you in chapter 16, verse 10, and tell you that you must be faithful in the little and faithful in the much. There's no differential of faith. There's no range of variance in faith. Faith must be solid, and it must be full, and it must grow. It cannot say, my faith family, your faith cannot stay the same. Daily it must grow. Daily it must catapult. Daily it must take a vertical leap to heaven. Daily. Oh, where are you coming from? I just spent time with him. I just left the kingdom come, the will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I just had a heavenly experience in the vertical realm of God because I believe in what the word says. That if I abide in him, he'll abide in me. See, someone should have told me, you, and a lot of us from a young, young age that all we needed was to know him and he would come on in. No, 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 not by coming here, not by sitting on this pew, not by singing this song, not by going to this class, but by knowing him personally so now I can be a part of the class. I can really be a part of the church. See, that's where we come in. Oh, come on, covenant partners. That's where we come in, that we now teach the children that it's not what we can do for you, but who we can show who will do for you. Yes, I'm your father. Yes, I'm your mother. But let me show you who got me here where I'm at so you can see you don't have to go down such a long road it took me. Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe I'm the only one that messed up. Maybe I'm the only one that didn't find him on day one. Maybe I'm the only one that took me 30-something years. No, more than that, because 30 was just the getting to know him personally. But then 10 more are still trying to play games. Yes, confession. But have you really made that decision to walk in faith? Not by people's sight, not by people's words, not by people's opinions. I love it, each and every one of you. We are covenant to be family when we are on one accord, when we can say yes and amen together, when we can have this broadcast tonight and talk about Jesus, and we know it's the word we're talking about. We've been established. We've been justified. Romans 1, chapter 1 says, be not ashamed. 1:16, read chapter 1 also. But verse 16, 17 says, be not ashamed. The righteous will live by faith. Because there is there's a battle between the law and between the faith. See, the law say you can only go by what makes sense, what adds up. Remember, I said this earlier, facts. Which are, yes, that's a light there, that's a telephone right there, or anything you see physically. That's facts. It's a fact. You can go pick that cup up. It's a fact I can get my water bottle. It's a fact I just took a drink of water. But faith says we all just took a drink of water. Living, oh my God, living water. See, you're there, I'm here. We're in all geographical different places. Even though it's a lot of us may be in California and Texas, but we are still all over the place geographically. But we all, by faith, can drink the same living water when? Right now. Woo, hallelujah. See, Christ is in us by faith. You got to believe. James says very clearly, you got to ask in faith. Ephesians, as you're putting on that full armor, remember it says, tighten the belt of truth. That's faith. And knowing, watch this. Not only is there a battle between logic and faith, there's also a battle between forces and faith. You know what forces are? That I'm more important. I honor myself. I honor things that are more prevalent to me that I could touch, feel, smell, hear, and see. But our perception, oh family, we're doing something tonight because as we pray, we have to pray that it's done. We have to pray that it's finished. We have to pray that it's effective. Aren't you ready, as well as me? ready to leave this place like never before with effectual answered prayer. Oh, Jesus. You say, but I don't see it yet. No, because you got to see it on the inside before you'll ever see it on the outside. That's another great principle that I love sharing with younger people. Stop. Take a moment to just look inside your mind and see the results. It only takes about 30 seconds, but most of us move so fast, we won't even let our mind rest to say, oh, no, hold on, guys, y'all moving too fast. Wait. No, I can't make this trip. That's not going to work for me, because as I take time to think about it, that's going to mess up my schedule all the way around. I'm going to miss that, guys. To be conscious in the mind of faith, just to take a moment and say, oh, wait, Lord, speak to me right now, because they're overwhelming me. They're coming at me too fast. I'm helping somebody with this one right here. Oh, they're coming at me from every angle. They must be talking to each other. Phone call after phone call. Stop. And rely on your faith. Oh, Jesus. In Jesus. To deliver clearly, and he will. Oh, I know that we could have a testimony service right now of how many times you took a still moment in your mind and said, Lord, fix it, speak to me, and he moved right then. Because you know that when you abide in him, he abides in you. You can ask anything. It shall be done, because it's no longer your will, but his will being done. James chapter 5, as we began, verse 13. Is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing songs. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Oh, yes, the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. But see, the steps we must take, no matter how big you are, there's somebody who should elder you. No matter how many titles you have, and there should be someone, and it doesn't have to be a title, that someone you could call and say, you know what, pray for me. I'm going through this situation. This too fast. I need help. And petition to someone that now we're moving in the right direction. We can be anointed with oil at that time, because we know now the prayer of faith, not the prayer of assurance, not the prayer of guarantees, but the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, even to see it all in the same motion because of faith, if he has committed sins, it didn't say he had to confess them. This person's sick. Oh, God. The prayer of faith, that's me and you, will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Now, that confession goes back to us, because, see, we have to be cleansed. Confess your trespasses to one another. Now, don't leave here, tell everybody your business. I am very, very, very strong about this. Everybody need to stay off Facebook talking about your mental issues, your financial problems, issues in your family. Stuff that ain't nobody's business but yours and your elder and the people around you that you can trust. People like it. People share it and all that stuff. They really are just are glorifying your misery along with theirs. Don't get it twisted. Misery loves company. Oh, we lost four callers off that. We doing good. We had about 85 on here tonight. We just lost four that quick. Oh, I need to say this. Stop telling your personal business on Facebook. Learn to use this as a tool to communicate between like-minded believers to encourage one another. And if someone is still in that lifestyle out there, encourage them to stop. inbox me, message me, but stop putting your business out there on Facebook, because there are demons, there are witches, there are warlocks, there are people waiting in the back out of the scene, waiting on those type of opportunities to sow into something already negative. Stop it. That's not faith in God. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, not the stuff you got to talk about. Now faith is the substance of the things hoped for, not the stuff you got to hope you the right person hear about it and want to fix your problem. It's not going to happen. And if we continue to do this, we're going to continue to get the same old stuff that we're living in. Well, that, no, not me. I refuse to be hindered by my past. I refuse to be hindered by your past, but I will have faith of a mustard seed for God's will to be done in each and every one of our lives. But let me tell you, we need a more secure line of communication. But I see people even that I'm praying with. I see people that I've given a word of hope, and they kill it by getting on Facebook and say, how sick, how my back, and all that. No, stop it. Every word that cometh from your mouth must be a word of positive. No evil word. No disruptive communication. Because it kills the faith. And we wonder why the things are not being answered. We wonder why this is not happening. We wonder why we're still going through the same old stuff. Because as soon as we're blessed, we go curse ourselves with our mouths. That's a message we need to have this week here. The power of words, the power of your tongue will rebuke every good thing that God has already done in your life. Stop. It goes to me. I'm talking to me too. Not bashing nobody. I'm talking to me first. But if it relates to you, stop. And watch God move. And start to see the manifestation of God. The true and living God. Not that you got to wait around for it. Not that you got to say, I believe in something I can't see. No, that you know that you have a relationship with him that's without undoubtable. I know he talks to me clearly. I know I see him face to face. What does he look like? I don't know. I'm scared to look. I know you think I'm being silly, but I'm not. I'm serious. He'd be right here over me right now, and I'm scared to look because I fear the ambiance of Jesus. The power that is held in him. But it's not a fear of scared. It's a fear of honor. It's a fear of respect. Knowing I'm not worthy. Knowing I'm not worthy. Knowing I'm not worthy. But still thanking him for choosing me. Still thanking for using me. Still thanking him for giving me the opportunity to never look back, never look ahead, but to stay right here in the faith realm and walk. Win now. Win now. Win now. And have a testimony. Oh, my back is good. Let me two, three. That's not a testimony. Let me tell you how good God is for you. That's a testimony. And that's the faith of God. That's the faith that heals. That's the faith that is a requirement. Woo! See, faith is a product of the spirit, spiritual force, the spiritual gift from God. Faith, watch this. Faith to do what the word says you can do. Believing so you can speak truth. Being justified, as we said there, because the just will live by faith. See, faith is a lifestyle. Mark 11:20, it tells us that to be steadfast in faith, we must forgive. And when you get a little weak in your faith, strengthen it with love, and love comes from God. He is the essence of God. He is the answer. He is the true living God and has life and life more abundantly for you. walk by faith and not by sight. Heavenly Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for each and every one of us that held through and persisted to be on this broadcast, Lord, to talk about your son Jesus. So thank you, Lord, that as we open the lines, Lord, you give everyone the opportunity to share and to interact with this conversation about faith like your son Jesus. But Lord, continue to strengthen us, continue to grow us, continue to elevate us like never before. Lord, we decree, declare, and promise that we will not leave here the same, but we are changed. We are rearranged and we are transformed by the renewing of our minds by faith. So in Jesus' name we pray, and all in agreement said, amen. Let's talk Jesus. Anybody out there want to share in on this conversation, go ahead and dial 1. I'm not going to throw anybody under the bus tonight. I know we started a little bit late because of the technical difficulties, but God came through. We were able to get this word out there, and he showed up because I am stronger in my faith. What about you? Minister Cherry, welcome to Let's Talk Jesus. How are you, woman of God?
Good evening, family. Hallelujah. Blessed, and highly favored. Glory be to God. Amen. I tell you, Pastor, what a word that has went forth. And faith like Jesus. But you know what, Pastor? Our faith is built on our beliefs. You said something earlier. Jesus believed. When you believe, your faith built. And the faith, you know, faith is built on hearing the word of God. Faith builds when you hear the word of God. I think that's Romans 10 and 17. The more you hear the word of God, you read the word of God, you meditate on the word of God, your faith builds. And I tell you, Pastor, you were saying some things, and I was thinking about my faith, my now faith. I have faith in God and through Jesus Christ, finally, now. But I didn't always have this faith. And it took me to the scripture, James 1:3, the testing of your faith, patience and endurance. Because I tell you, Pastor E, before I was in his word, and Jesus Christ and a follower of Jesus, I didn't have no patience. I was impatient with everything. I would get off work, take care of patients all day. I didn't have no patience with nobody and nothing, you know.
I think I still work on that one the most, too.
Yeah. But I tell you what keeps me grounded and rooted in faith in God is his word. So, and you said that three people. You said they don't believe in nothing they can't see, but I work, you know, emergency room. I told you before. When I worked emergency room, they would call on his name. So I'm telling you, we can't wait till we get into emergency to start believing in Jesus Christ and start trying to stand on our faith firm when we should be standing on it through all things. Said a lot. Facebook is not to put your personal things out there. You know, sometimes I may put my personal things the Holy Spirit gives me in the morning, but, you know, we all go through something, but it's how we go through. When we go through with Jesus Christ, he gives us peace. He gives us peace that surpasses everything. He gives us peace. Others wouldn't even know what was really going on, but he keeps, I tell you, I thank the Lord. I thank Jesus because he keeps me so peaceful within. Sometimes I know when I can't talk to nobody about nothing, I can go in my little closet wherever I want it to be, and I can have a talk with Jesus. And I know, thank you, Lord. But Pastor E, awesome word. Our faith.
Amen. Amen. Oh, yeah, just a little talk with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Praise
Amen. God.
Eric Coates, 623.
Amen.
Oh, I love you, sis. I wasn't gonna hang up on
love
you yet. I'm gonna keep you open for a moment. Eric code 623, last 42094. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Eric code 623, last 42094. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. All right, let's go to the next caller. Area code 251, last four, 6478. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus.
Yes, Pastor Eddie. I'd like to give an honor to God. And I want to thank the Lord so much for you, Eddie, because I'm not going to lie. The devil, he is really, really strong, and people just don't understand how strong he is. I had forgotten how to pray, and I couldn't understand what it was. But I thank you for that invite last night, because you put that worship song on. And while that worship song was on, all of a sudden, Satan turned me loose. And I was able to pray again. And I just thank you for it. Because I know I'm a child of God. And I know I was wearing my armor. But when I took my armor off, it's like the devil grabbed hold of me again. And when I told you I was going to anoint my house, and I took that blessed oil and I walked all through my home, I could just feel that my home is just clear again. And I got up this morning and I could pray again. So I know Satan has turned me loose, and I want to thank you. Because there's no feeling like being free and just being a child of God and being loved by God. And all you listeners, if you don't understand what I'm saying, how powerful Satan is, Satan is doing his job, and he's on his job. When I tell you, I'm a child of God, and I'm a woman that knows how to pray. And I couldn't pray for almost 8-9 months. I was lost, and I couldn't even begin to pray until last night after Pastor E sent me to this invite. Y'all just don't understand what I'm saying. But I'm telling y'all, God is so good, and it's so good to be loved by God. And I thank you for dying on it for me.
Jesus.
So, Eddie, I love you. And
love
thank
who?
You.
I love you too, Kim.
I love Jesus. I love Jesus, and I love him. And I'm walking on faith again. And
amen.
I want to thank you. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Eddie.
Amen.
I love you, and I love all
love
of you
too.
Listeners too. Yes.
Well, we know we're going to be hearing a lot from you, Kimberly. So, God bless you, sister. Love you.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. And see, that's talking about Jesus, y'all. And yes, the enemy is strong. You better recognize. Area code 623, last four 2094. We're going to give you another opportunity to speak on Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening.
I need the number. I can't get the number. Pastor E.
Hello. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
I don't have the number to call. I would like to talk.
We can hear you right now.
Oh, okay. God bless. My name is Jennifer. Sister Terry Herbert had me to, told me how to dial in. I'm learning. I'm old. But it's all right. But I want to say that I thank Jesus every day. I had 3 brain surgeries, and I had to sell my home and not be on my job after 30 years, but God been good. They told me I was going to die, and guess what? I bought me another house and driving. I get lost, but I'm all right. And
amen.
I thank Jesus because he's good every day.
Yes, he is. Hallelujah.
Yeah, but they told my mom that I was going to be dead, wasn't going to be a vegetable, but I'm just doing everything, and I want to thank Jesus and tell people God is good every day.
Every day.
And he got my name on it. I'm a living witness.
Amen.
And this was good for me to hear the sermon you had tonight. It was good for me.
Amen.
And I'm still walking around. Every day. So we can't give up. We got to go on. I'm blessed.
Hallelujah. Yes, we are.
Thank you.
We are together. And just to hear your fire is dynamic. And I'm just so gracious. God is moving so rapidly on your behalf. And what really blesses me that you're blessing others in this same manner that he blessed you, just by telling the testimony of how good he is So you just continue to be blessed. You continue to be anointed. Continue. Don't hold back. Continue to allow the Holy Spirit to move through you. No matter how it may feel, no matter what it looks like on the outside, continue to let the Holy Spirit move through you.
Yes.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We love you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Love you too.
God bless you. All right.
Amen.
God bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
She getting it. She learning how to dial in, Minister Terry. Anyone else want to get in on this conversation? Pastor Dwayne Collins, you know I'm gonna throw you under the bus. Welcome from Madison, Wisconsin. Can we talk Jesus?
Oh man, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful, Pastor Apostle. Because this morning, man, I got up, man, I climbed out of my bed, and I thank you for the broadcast on faith, because, you know, as a body of Christ, that we into this body of Christ, and, you know, we gotta be transparent, but we gotta be true, because, you know, I never thought I'd be a pastor. I never thought that I would have a ministry. I never thought that I'd be living my life as a Christian. I mean, as a Christian, not just to say I'm a Christian, but as I'm a Christian, because I deny myself the worldly things. I give up hanging out in the clubs. I got brothers and sisters that I still, I say hello to, you know, because I'm trying to win them over. And, you know, I get caught up, you know how you get caught up when you're in love. You have loved ones. You know, it's 10 of us, you know, and it's just one, it's one out of the family is just one home. You know, my oldest brother in prison. And so on this side that I'm studying, you know, standing for Christ, I'm preaching, I'm doing the best I can. And at the same time, you get distracted because you have loved ones. You know, I got kids, you know, my kids are grown. I got grandkids. My oldest son gave me grandkids. And I'm saying, you know, you talked about faith, and it's so transparent, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. And my faith walk, and I'm asking God, Lord, you said deny myself. You said deny the things of the world, you know, and I'm denying the things of the world because God know how much I love him. But at the same time, I'm asking God in his time, in his moment, in his times of preparation, that he bring a man. You know, that he bring a man. Because I knew how it was when I wasn't on the side of the pole. How we talk about, man, them church folk crazy. Man, I ain't want no church. That's all they do is talk about Jesus. That's all they do is talk about Jesus. But faith becomes a daily walk. You said now faith is the substance of things hoped for. For the everything's I've not seen. I didn't see myself as a pastor. I didn't see myself as a leader in the community of my household. I didn't see that. And so now things come to pass. And so when it comes to pass, we'll be in the lonely bar. Can't be in the lonely bar because we have great peoples like you and the rest of the telecom, the rest of the folks. Why? Because when we down and out, God always put a word to lift us up. We're not trying to get lifted up by the worldly world. We're trying to get lifted up by Jesus. And talking about Jesus, it uplifts the spirit, because he had family. He had sisters. You know, everybody say that, you know, the Messiah, but he also had family. He also had sisters. You know, that's why he can touch the infirmity. That's why he can feel our infirmities. That's why he can feel our love. That's why he can feel our separation, because it's not like he didn't have a mama and a daddy. You know, it's not like he didn't have earthly family. He had all that. But at the same time, we got to stay focused. And how to stay focused is broadcast like this, brothers like us coming together talking about Jesus. We can talk about all kind of other gods, you know. We can talk about all kind of other gods. But when we talk about Jesus, Jesus becomes the centerpiece of everything. That's why we wake up morning. That's why we stay where we at. That's why we cry out, Abba. That's why we get into praise and worship. That's why we seek him. Why? Because he's a rewarder. And how he rewards us? Daily grace. So I am so grateful on today that I have grace, that I have mercy. I'm so grateful today that I was able to get up. There's no sickness in my body. You know, I know we was praying for our sister, you know, that, you know, you were saying earlier you was praying. You know, there's a lot of other brothers and sisters that got sickness in their body. But we're standing strong. We're standing with the power. We're standing with the Holy Ghost in us. And we're able to intercede and pray for them. That's the reward. That's what we look for. We don't look for money. We don't look for fame and glory. We look for God in the spirit because he's a spirit. We look for the spirit say, I'm pleased of you, my son. I'm pleased of you, my daughter. That's what we look forward to. And I'm so grateful, man, that I get a chance to hear you speak a word that I needed. I needed this, man, because I'm telling you, I'm not going to lie to you because I'm not a liar. I'm in this storm right now, and I'm telling myself, man, no, man, it got to be something different than this, man. It got to be. And, you know, like she said, the devil's only can be stronger how strong you let him to be. Because if we have the Holy Ghost and if we have the mind of Christ, then we know he's the prince of this world, but we serve a higher God. And sometimes, like I said, we get caught up in our emotions because God's not an emotional God. We become emotional. God is a spirit. And so sometimes when we get caught up in our own illusions, and then we want to blame it on the opposite. We can't blame it on the opposite. I'm in this moment right now because I'm thinking about my brother. I'm thinking about my sister. I'm thinking about my cousin. I'm thinking about my son. I'm thinking about my grandkids. But at the end of the day, God said he got all things. So if he got all things, all I need to do is just keep, like you say, talk about Jesus. Because when you talk about Jesus, all problems, all anger, all anxieties just disappear. You know, and I appreciate this, man, because I'm telling you, I'm there, bro. I'm there, man, and I'm like, the devil is a lie. I came too far to have doubt in my mind. God said he's going to save me.
Come on,
save me. Because I was on his agenda. I was on his agenda. I was on his agenda 15 years ago when I was high, you know, when I was still trying to be slick. I was still on God's agenda. God said one day he's going to get it right. One day he's going to get it right. One day he's going to get it right. He never gave up on me, but he kept saying I was on his agenda. So I appreciate you, man, when you put this thing together on Monday night. Let's talk about Jesus. Because that's the centerpiece of our whole being. Without Jesus, man, we have no hope. Without Jesus, we have no love. We have no mind. We don't have no frame of thought, man. You know, like I say, you can talk about God all you want to. But without Jesus, that's no life, man. There's no reason for me to get up. There's no reason for me to even preach. There's no reason for me to even pray. There's no reason for me to think. Without Jesus, I'm hopeless, man. I don't have nothing. But with Jesus, I have everything, man. And that's what I love about my Lord and Savior. And that's what I want to – that's my mindset right now, bro. That's where I'm at.
That's talking Jesus. You know, I mean, look, this is just going to be completely transparent. If it was up to me, every night would be Let's Talk Jesus. But people would think I'm crazy. That's the only name he got? And even though we have different names and stuff, Head Up, The News Show, Women Speak Now, 52 Weeks of Love, Real Talk, and Exalting Jesus, we still are talking about Jesus, and that's what I know for me works, and it works for me. It has to be drastic. It can't be taken literally or lightly. I have to go all the way or go no way at all. So, man, God bless you, man. How's it going up there, bro?
Man, it's going, man. Like I say, man, we transitioned. It's a new season.
Poor baby. We're in a fast
and we just got us a piano player the other day to join the church.
Woo, glory.
Very talented. The guy is he's a genius. He's a teacher. He teach calculus, he teach math and stuff like that. So while my wife met him a year ago and we met him a year ago and we've been talking, and so God opened up his schedule. And he said right now his schedule is open to be able to work with us, to help us, know, get into, you know, get the praise and worship team together, get some stuff together because
we
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Say, you know,
come on, we ought to be celebrating. That's faith right there.
We celebrate, man. We celebrate because, you know, the word said is our season. You know, we have planted, we sowed, we laid out, we did what God desired for us to do. And so now we're just saying, okay, God, we feel like we're ready for the harvest, because you spoke that to us. So we on a, like I said, we're doing a little 7-day fast from 6 to 6, and then after that we're gonna do a little revival, you know, with the peoples in the church.
Amen.
God has allowed me to elevate them to where, you know, we gonna put this thing together. So one of you preach, the other one give an inspiration message, the other one do an altar call. We don't need no outsiders, you know. We God has put this thing together. He says he's going to do a new thing with us. So if he ain't doing a new thing with us, I don't need to go out here and get nobody to come in and help y'all do this. No. If he's going to do a new thing, this is faith mode. This is what we had to
yes,
be in faith mode.
Yes.
So God is
faith,
doing,
ooh,
man. He's
faith
doing,
mode.
Man. He's doing.
Amen. Well, yes, we bless you, brother.
Doing,
you know, we
man.
Continually are in covenant with you and in prayer. And standing with you, man. God bless you. Anybody else want to comment tonight on Let's Talk Jesus, dial 1? We still got a couple minutes left. I would definitely like to share a couple of the promotions. Well, for tomorrow night especially, Pastor Dwayne is our guest host on Man of the Movement. I know he's coming with a word. Be there. Have your young people, to your young men, to get on that broadcast tomorrow night. It is going to be dynamic. But we're also instituting, as we always do, White Friday 2017, and everybody knows that covenant that we're putting out is to not go out on White Friday on Black Friday and spend any money. We're calling it White Friday, that you save your money. We're asking you to go start a savings account with a Black-owned bank or savings credit union. If you're a covenant, you should already have it. So put another 100 in if you haven't already been saving. Then we are asking that you give that you save $10 a month, personal savings, not your tithes money, not your extra money, $10 that you would have to sacrifice a month, and then 1 hour of community service. We're asking you to donate that to your ministry, a church, or your community. And then finally, to sow an additional $25 into your church, your ministry, your local ministry, or whatever you pay tithes at, give an extra $25 before December 31st. That is White Friday 2017. And then get ready. We're getting ready, man. It's crossover time. We're in prep time now. We're still calling out for all of our pastors, apostles, bishops, everybody from last year to come back on board. Let's do this. I need confirmations. I'll be sending out some invites to all of you prospective ministers for that revival. Oh, I had a great time last year on New Year's Eve. We preached from night to morning, and God moved. Oh, did he move? We're going to get some confirmations on that. We need you guys to confirm that with me, to be a part of that. I definitely need your help. Finally, we are still in the looking for. We have picked up our third anchor on the Now Network News, who is Minister Rashad. I don't have his last name all the way together yet, but we'll get that. But Minister Rashad is going to be coming on. He is a vice president at Titans Financial, and he's going to be his segment is going to be the Money Minute. And we're looking for a young adult somewhere. As someone in the age 16 to 23, that's a good range. But anywhere in that age range that would love to be a part of the Wednesday night broadcast, the Now Network News, and to be our youth anchor, talking about the things that you guys talk about. We are still looking for that and praying for that person to come up. But as of right now, we just expanded that broadcast. That's on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Central, and 10 p.m. Eastern. Yes, a little bit later times, but we're trying to give everybody the opportunity to get out of Bible study and to get on this broadcast. Got a couple of the callers I see dialed in as I was giving those announcements. Somebody just ran off. Okay. Air code 985, last 4-0-6-9-1. You're live on Let's Talk.
I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, how you doing?
Blessed.
Oh, yeah, I'm blessed myself.
That's good.
I need y'all to pray for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
What you need prayer for?
Oh, all kinds of stuff.
How about we just pray? How about we just pray for faith? Since we're talking about faith tonight.
Yeah.
But in faith, that kind of draws everything together, because with faith I can be made whole. With faith I can be set free. With faith I can be healed. Mm-hmm. So we're gonna just pray for your faith tonight. Amen.
Amen.
So, Heavenly Father God, we thank you, first of all, for our sister calling
yes,
in and believing in, by faith
yes,
to cry out to you. So we cry out together with
yes,
you, Lord. We have no power. We have no way of doing anything but believing with her, standing with
yes,
her,
Lord.
And
yes,
relying
Lord.
On you to move on her behalf. So, Lord, we pray that you encourage
yes,
her faith, Lord, that you grow her strength, Lord. You grow her belief,
Lord,
that her
yes,
confidence will be stronger.
Yes,
her courage will be more steady, that her hope in you will be there. Her belief in you will stand, that her trust will be solely in
yes,
you,
Lord.
That with you she can
yes,
do
Lord.
All things. So, Lord, we
yes,
bless
Lord.
You tonight
yes,
that is done. We bless you
yes,
that is complete. We bless you that just by us
yes,
speaking
Lord.
It right now, it's already finished in the spirit realm, that as we now walk
yes,
by
Lord.
Faith, it will reach us
yes,
in
yes,
this
Lord.
Physical. So have your way tonight. We believe
yes,
it being
Lord.
Done. We believe it being completed. We believe it as being already
yes,
finished. In Jesus' name
yes.
we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you. I need that prayer, because I'm a single parent. It's really hard. It's really hard for me. I have two boys. It's
Ooh.
Really hard. I need two boys by myself.
You know, look, I have grown a new respect for single mothers. My daughter has two kids, and I had my grandkids for the summer. I love my grandkids to death. But those 2.5 months, I was in.
Uh-huh.
I have a flexible schedule.
I mean, you're pulling your hair out.
No, I wasn't pulling my hair out. I was just like really praying for my daughter, because she works a full time job. And she has to keep them by herself. She has to pick them up from this.
Uh-huh.
And I just sat back and said, wow. So we lift you up to woman of God, that he would provide
yes.
for you in that arena. We pray for your sons right now, that they would become humble
yes.
and that they would become obedient around you, Lord, and that,
mm-hmm.
and that the Lord would just touch their hearts to honor you
yes.
for what you're doing and for the love you showed. But because that's their responsibility, we just reach our hands towards them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we pray a special
Amen.
Anointing
Amen.
Over their lives right now. That they become great men of God,
yes.
that they become good students, that they become
mm-hmm.
worthy, they stand
yes.
on the righteousness of God, and they honor their mother
yes, Lord.
as they're honoring God. So we thank you that it's done in Jesus' name.
Yes. Amen.
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 We have a broadcast
Amen.
Every night. Come back any night.
Okay, I sure will.
All right, love you.
Love you too.
God bless.
God
bless. Wanda Gibson, I saw you dial one. You're live on Let's Talk Jesus. Good evening.
Hey, good evening, Pastor E. Oh,
how are you?
It's been a great show. Oh, I'm great. I'm great. Because faith, that's faith. You know, that's my main topic. Faith. You know, I have to, you know, faith, I deal with it on a daily basis. But I'm you know, each day I get a little bit more strength to endure better, because as my faith gets stronger, I went through the faith that when I thought I had cancer in my throat, I went through the faith that when I had, they thought I had, it was fluid in my lungs. Then I go through the faith with my kids, but only with me on a day-to-day walk. And sometimes it just gets hard. Sometimes it just, but I am learning that, hey, it's okay that I can say, but I know that I can just call on Jesus. I know that I can call on him. I go through everything, be doing all right. And every dog, time I think everything is going all right, what they do? I get a phone call about my other son, where I'm already put my faith in this here. But, and I say, hey, the devil is a lie, because I keep my faith, because I got to give him power. And he's not getting no power. I will live in my faith. I will stand in my faith. And I just ask that you continue to walk and pray with me in Jesus'
yes.
name, because I won't give up my faith. Because every time it looks like I got a little something going, and I know that's the enemy, but hey, no, I will not. I refuse to allow and just to feel down and say, oh no, all I prayed for is just over. It's not over. I just know that there's a blessing. There's something in store for me for it to come. Every time when something, there's a blessing there coming towards me, something goes, you know, it gets to stirring up and stuff. But I will not lose my faith in faith. Yeah. Every time it gets, so I know I got a blessing coming. And say, hey, I'm going to get my blessing. Hey, I don't know about the next person, but I'm going to get mine. So I got to hang in there. And that's because I know, too. But, hey, yeah, I need to hear that, you know, confirmation
amen.
Of faith. You know,
amen.
I ain't losing mine. I'm going to get my blessing. Yes. Yes.
Bye. Well, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. We will be sis.
All right. Thank you, Fuzzy.
Right. Right,
love
bless.
You, family, and talk to you soon.
All right. God bless you.
God bless
you. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Yes, this has been a great, awesome broadcast. Thanks, brother, for chiming in. Everybody else for stopping by and giving us your part of Let's Talk Jesus. We always want to hear from you. Every single opportunity here on the broadcast. We thank God for you. We want you to know that you are loved, you are honored, you are appreciated, but most of all, you were beautifully made by God. Don't let nobody else tell you anything different. I promise you, the truth ain't in them. You are God's greatest miracle. God called your name before the fact. He knew you before the foundation of the world. Start acting like it and know that it only takes a little bit more love, a little bit more power, and a lot more of him. Good night, family.
More love, more power, more of you in my life. Yeah, more love, more power, more of you. My life, say everything, more love, yeah.
More power,
more of you,
more of you in my life.
I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength, for you are my Lord. Oh, everybody say more.
More
love. More power.
More
of you.
More
of you
in my life.
Somebody say more.
My love.